Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
What's your heart's desire? What is it you really want? What do you want to truly manifest out of life? And once you've identified what it is you truly want, you do your part, you put in your 50%, and then the universe kicks in and does its 50%. It takes over. It's magical how that happens. As we've talked about, if we want something, we have to be coming from that place. It has to be inside us first, our experience. So if you want prosperity in life, you have to be coming from prosperity. Remember, if we don't forgive, we're unconsciously chained to the person that we won't forgive. They're part of our life no matter how long ago it's been. Till we release it, they're there. Unforgiveness hurts us. It doesn't hurt anybody else, it just hurts us. I remember a client of mine, he was so angry at a business deal his partner had made and really put him in a bad position, and the partner had left him. He was so mad. He wanted to do personal harm to him. He really was angry. I shared a famous Chinese proverb that I think most of us probably heard. The one who pursues revenge digs two graves. The past is gone. It's never going to come back. And forgiveness doesn't change the past, but it does change the future. Everything that's happened, for example, maybe you had a difficult childhood. Maybe you've been through a divorce. Maybe you had a relationship back in high school or college that still lingers. You may have buried it and you don't think about it, but it's still there. It's still affecting you. So you release it. Maybe an important business deal fell apart and you're blaming a partner or somebody that you did business with. Maybe you made some unwise choices and you blame yourself consciously for it. You don't think you do, but you do. These are things that are always going to be part of us, affecting us, disempowering us in the present until we let them go. The price is steep. If you're not coming from a place of peace inside, you pay a steep price through your life. And, I love this quote from William Penn. Every stroke our fury strikes is sure to hit ourselves at last. And that is so, so true. Any angry, bitter vibrations that we're sending out, they stay right with us inside our body. And if you're carrying around all these burdens, we've consciously burying them, but it short circuits our present life. It just does. We don't think that, but it really does. There's the event, but it's not the event. It's how we perceive that event that makes all the difference, our perception of it. And the quality of our life is 100% inside us. There's no quality outside. It's all inside of us because it radiates out. We're much more attractive when we forgive. We have peace. We have no misery, no anger. If you're coming from peace, life's wonderful. For example, every marriage, every relationship, there are four people, not just two, that are affecting that relationship. You have the adult man or the adult woman, but then you have the man's past and the woman's past that's affecting it. You always got to keep that in mind. You cannot get life to work for you if you have negative images. It just won't work. If you hate or resent even one person, it's going to short circuit everything. It's going to have consequences that are just going to ramifications that are going to go and go and go. And it always amazes me over the years that I've been in this profession how many people, they look for love, they look for peace, they look for happiness, but they're not coming from that place. And they never find it. In a book, I recommend Arnold Patterson. One of the quotes out of his book is, abundance is a natural state of affairs in the universe. And if we're not experiencing abundance in any area of our life, something inside of us is blocking it. One of the wonderful things is that you have a problem. If you have difficulties, you go to the mirror and there's the answer. It's just that simple. And it's not with the other person. The answers are all inside of us. There's a saying that with all thy getting, get understanding. That's why we've talked about bringing understanding to bear to those who have hurt us. Understanding that they did the best they could at the particular time. Those of you wounded you, those who have taken advantage of you or abused you. Let's face it, you look at everything that's going around us with all the anger, the hatred, the protests, and things like that. We live on a wounded planet. We really do. Approximately, there's 24 million women right now that have been sexually abused in their childhood. There's over 40 million people that their parents were alcoholics. There's not counting all the millions of people that suffered in childhood because the parents had emotional problems. They took it out on their kids. What happens is these wounded people, they grow up and they become parents, And the cycle keeps coming and just continues and continues over and over again like a wheel. It just keeps going and keeps going until we stop it. In some of the stories and case studies that I've given you, you can see that these people, many of them were not coming from loving, nourishing parents. So they didn't have it to give to them, to give themselves. They were raised by wounded people, and they all did the best they could. Remember this, we always have choices. We can choose to hold a grudge. We can choose to hate. We can plot revenge. And if we do that, the universe over time is going to extract a tremendous price from us. Tremendous price. If you let go, you forgive, you're at peace, you can choose to be free. Get rid of all the weights, the chains, the binds. Get rid of it all. Writer William Arthur Ward, he once wrote, "Anger is often a substitute for knowledge and understanding. People don't understand something, they don't want to understand, so they get angry, they get bitter. But the choice is, do I really want to hold any more of that stuff that hurts me, that disempowers me?" Again, it's a choice. It's not possible to live a happy, dynamic life, loving life, if you resent even one person. It's not possible. It's affecting you. And it's part of the learning curve to grow that the universe wants us to get. It's one of the most important lessons in our soul growth. And it's not optional. It's a fundamental that we have to learn this, period. So either in this lifetime or our next one or our next one, we're going to learn it. And we're going to keep coming back until we learn it. That's not optional. And so, you know, you put your intellect and ego aside, because the ego wants to make us right. Wants to make us right and the other person wrong. That's what it wants. You got to train the ego to just be quiet. I had a client some years ago. His name was Tom. And he was a dentist. He was friends with a girl through high school and then college. And they were just the best of friends, just friends. And then after college, they dated for a few years and decided to get married. You know, if you're going to have a good relationship, you want to be friends first. Right? Have we all heard that? It doesn't always work that way. A lot of the baggage comes out. And that's what happened with Tom and his marriage. A lot of things come out with both of them, their past hurts and angers that never really come out when they were friends, but they did when they started the relationship. And then his wife had several affairs on him, and it just totally destroyed him. And after 5 years of marriage, they both separated, filed, and were divorced. Tom still loved her. He was just so angry when he came to me. He wanted revenge. He even said to me, he goes, "I'd like to see her dead." That's how angry he was at his ex-wife. That's how hurt he was that he, you know, angry he was at her for what she had done to him. He was miserable all the time. I did a reading for him. His spirit guides had talked to, you know, had given advice that he had to let that go. Well, he didn't. There was too much anger and he couldn't let that go. He would not forgive her, wouldn't even consider it. So as much as I worked with him, you know, his feelings towards his ex-wife couldn't shake him. Finally, what I had him do was I had him read some of Marianne Williamson's books, and she attended some of her classes, some of her seminars, and she taught. That seemed to help him, but it did not get rid of the rage and bitterness he had towards his ex-wife. And that's why you have to constantly work at forgiveness, as it takes time. It just takes time. But, you know, I had him do some of the same exercises that I've given to everybody here. Over the course of a year, a full year, of really, really working on it, the bitterness and anger towards his ex started to go away. His health started to improve. He had lost a lot of patients in his dental practice over this. One of the largest dental practices in the area asked him to come and be an associate partner. And he and his wife, it took 3, maybe 4 years, but they became friends. The other paradox, from wanting her dead to becoming friends. He told me not too long ago that he lost his marriage, but when he gained forgiveness, he gained a friend. That's something that it just takes time and time and time. And you have to be ready. Nobody else can do it for you. Yeah, relationships are our best teachers, because everything comes out in relationships. All the old stuff comes up. We can't hide it in relationships. It comes out with our partner. You know, fears, doubts, insecurity, anger, it all comes up. And that's why relationships can be so very, very, very challenging. If you're stuck, if you're unhappy, life's not prosperous, there's something inside of you that's stuck. Maybe it's blame for yourself. No one ever makes us mad. We grow angry out of our choices. It's our emotions. Nobody tells us what to do with our emotions. We suffer. The other person doesn't suffer. They're fine. And living well, forgiving and then living well, that's the best revenge. And think about it. Forgive, bless the other person, get on with your life. best revenge. You know, if one person who's hurt you in your life, it wasn't by accident, remember it's because you attracted that into your life. We radiate, we attract. Remember when I said last week about Wayne Dyer's quote, we don't get what we want, we get what we are. Yeah, so if we want something different, we have to change ourselves. Everything in the energy, including our bodies, is just energy in motion. So we're radiating out. It's going to come back to us what we radiate out, positive or negative. If we're positive, positive things are going to come back to us. If we're negative, down in the press, we're going to be around negative people. That's just going to continue to come back to us. That's where you start. Remember, what we send out comes back. We attract in the type of person we are. If you notice, people, well, you know, I'm sure you've run into it, so many people over the years, there's, you know, bitter and negative. What kind of people do they attract into their life? Those type of people. So I had a client, Mark. Mark, all through high school and even junior high school, was somebody with a big heart. He always wanted to help people. He was constantly volunteering. He wanted to do everything for everybody. And he got no love and support from his dad. His dad really rejected it. His dad was a really successful business person up in Philadelphia. He made a lot of money. And to him, that was it. And Mark went through college and just, you know, got into, you know, organizations that were helping people all over the world. And his dad looked at him as a failure. He said, you're not making any money, because to his dad, if you weren't successful, you were nothing. If you didn't, in success meant money. You had to make money. And Mark didn't make that much money. So he said, why do you do this? People don't appreciate it. You know, you're not making anything in your life. So it just, over time, made Mark very, very angry. He just wouldn't talk to his dad anymore. That was it. They didn't talk to each other for a while. In fact, at some point, his dad would call him stupid because he wasn't making any money. It just grew into a deep anger by the time Mark had come to see me. During many sessions, he just had so much pent-up anger towards his dad. He just didn't want any more parts of it. He wouldn't forgive his dad. And then one day, you know, Mark got a call that his dad had a massive heart attack. So Mark got on a plane, flew to Philly immediately. And he described to him about his dad being in intensive care with all the tubes and everything that goes involved in that. And it just broke him down, and he started to cry. And he said, talked about how he stayed there, you know, for as long as he could, the intensive care, you know, hours, and then you have to get out, holding his dad's hand. You know, even though he didn't think his dad knew he was there, holding his hand. And then finally, when the doctor said, okay, your dad's going to be okay, Mark left and went back home. We talked about it. I did another reading for him. And then a couple months later, Mark had called his dad, and he wanted to meet him for dinner. The dad said, no, I'm too busy. I've got money to make. I can't meet you for dinner. So he said, how about lunch? Can you spare lunch? So his dad reluctantly agreed. When he saw his dad at the restaurant, he was pretty shocked because his dad had lost so much weight. He was very pale, and he didn't figure he was going to live much longer. Mark described to me how he reached over and grabbed his dad's hand and wanted to say to forgiveness and tell him how much he loved him, but the words wouldn't come out. His dad yelled at him. He said, I've got money to make. I've got a business to run. Get it out. And so he told him how much he loved him, how much he cared for him. He thanked him for all he had taught him. And all the time, Marsh got his head down because he can't look his dad in the eye. So after he was done, he described to him how he looked up to see what his dad expecting, didn't know what to expect, and the tears were streaming down his dad's eyes. They got up, and right in the middle of the restaurant, they hugged, they embraced, they told each other how much they loved each other. At that point, Mark described how he finally was at peace. He had let go of all of the anger, bitterness, everything was gone. And every week from that point, his dad's still alive, and every week, Mark's dad calls him once a week, and whether he picks up the phone or he's in some other country doing volunteer work, his dad tells him how much he loves him and how proud he is of the difference that he's making in the world with his work. Is everyone going to respond, because you brought this up last time, they don't always respond back to you. Is everybody going to respond like Mark's father did? No, absolutely not. But the key is, it's not how they respond. You know, it's what's inside of us. How they respond makes no difference whatsoever, because we're letting it go. If they want to be stuck with it, fine. We've let it go. It's gone from us. We've done our part. If you noticed a couple of common things about all these people that have had the courage to go through forgiveness and go through, you know, letting go, is people always find the answer inside of themselves. It's not out here. It's always inside. People were mirrors. Forgiveness heals at least two people. The person doing the forgiving and the person that we're forgiving. And it also ripples out into so many other people. That's part of the energy that we send out. When we make peace, that energy goes out. That peace goes out that we're feeling. And it has a ripple effect in the universe. Even if we're just affecting four people in our family or wherever, but it's making a difference. I want you to remember these words, T-U-A, total unconditional acceptance. And the essence of these three words, basically, it's to stop judging. Negative judgments create every misery, unhappiness that we have inside of us. People do the only thing that they can do in the moment with their prevailing consciousness. That's all we know how to do. Most people won't forgive because they say, no, the other person should forgive first. People cannot perform outside their prevailing consciousness that they have at the moment. None of us can. You know, we can't, the other person can't. So if someone does something to you that is cruel, that's unkind, that's crazy, never give up your peace because of someone else's anger or their behavior. Don't give up your peace. Practice total, unconditional acceptance for everyone. Deepak Chopra has a mantra that he goes by every day. Today, I judge nothing that occurs. That's a great way to look at life. Judge nothing. Remember Whitney Houston's song, The Greatest Love of All, that famous song that she sang? One of the lyrics in that song, learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. And that's the key to it all. That's the key to it all, because our outer world are mirrors. Our relationship with ourselves. You know, so many relationships, problems, divorce, the result of trying to find love in someone else, and we don't have it within. People love to learn themselves by, you know, forgiving, you know, giving up their guilt, dropping all the negative judgments. That's why I love Barry Neal Coffin's book, Happiness is a Choice. No pain, all gain. Because when you look at it, if we drop all the negative judgments, you know, there's no pain, it's all gain, right? You know, there's nothing to that. We get rid of all the judgment, we feel better immediately. There's no pain in that. It's all gain. Of Course in Miracles, it says forgiveness is the key to happiness, and it really is. And Buddha, he once was asked by someone, you know, what is happiness? And Buddha said, there's no way to happiness. Happiness is his way. True. True. So by learning to respect and love ourselves through forgiveness, and then we manifest love in our relationship, and the pain, the disappointments, they just fall away. You know, if we can learn to forgive ourselves, and that's going to be the next exercise I'll do. You think about it. You know, anger, negative judgments, they're in every cell of our body. They're in the cells of our brain. They're in the cells of our heart, our liver, you know, our digestive system. And over time, they break each one of those organs down. Our bodies decay, and that's what causes all the illness. And, you know, that's just a medical fact of the studies that I've given you. It makes our body decay if we don't get rid of it. And we can get rid of it. But what I want to do is I just want to give you another exercise to practice on, you know, for self-forgiveness. Make a list of all the things that you've blamed yourself for. Just make a list that you've beat yourself up for. That, and write a specific forgiveness statement for each thing. Like, for example, for me, you could say, I forgive you, Joe, for the poor performance in sports. I forgive you, Joe, for not getting higher grades in school. You know, I forgive you, Joe, for getting divorced. I forgive you, Joe, for not spending more time with your kids. I forgive you, Joe, for not making more money. I forgive you, Joe, for not doing better in business. I forgive you, Joe, for the many failed relationships. Whatever it is, you know, just go back, because if you practice these exercises before, you see once you start them, well, all kind of things start flowing out, you know, that you've buried in the past. That's what it does. It brings everything up. So, you know, everything will come up. And it doesn't matter how long. You know, make a forgiveness statement with your name on it for each thing that you need to forgive yourself about, and do this every day with a fresh statement. You know, write it day after day until you eventually start forgiving yourself for the things that, things that you've done. You know, let go of the pain. And what will happen is once you do this, several of them will start to fall away. Gradually, they'll start to fall away.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.